University College London Professor Katie Cronin Furman, Name and Shame Border Patrol Agents. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 2, 2019. A professor at University College London is calling for journalists to publicly name and shame U.S. Border Patrol agents in an effort to get them to stop enforcing U.S. law. The professor goes on to draw comparisons to the Holocaust in Rwanda, as she alleges that a mass atrocity may be taking place at the U.S. southern border. Professor Katie Cronin Furman, a human rights professor at the University College London, UCL, called for the doxing of U.S. Border Patrol agents in a New York Times op-ed on Saturday. The identities of the individual Customs and Border Protection agents who are physically separating children from their families and staffing the detention centers are not undiscoverable, wrote Professor Cronin Furman in her op-ed. The professor elaborated by noting that immigration lawyers and journalists have the names of Border Patrol agents, as well as photos and videos, and that this information should be utilized to publicly name and shame individual Border Patrol agents to get them to quit their jobs enforcing U.S. law. These agents' actions should be publicized, particularly in their home communities, affirmed Cronin Furman. This is not an argument for doxing, insists the professor. It's about exposure of their participation in atrocities to audiences whose opinion they care about. The term dox refers to the disclosure of personal, private information, such as a phone number or home address, belonging to a specific individual, which is typically posted to the internet or in a public area for others to use with malicious intent. The knowledge, for instance, that when you go to church on Sunday, your entire congregation will have seen you on TV ripping a child out of her father's arms is a serious social cost to bear, continued Cronin Furman. The desire to avoid this kind of social shame may be enough to persuade some agents to quit and may hinder the recruitment of replacements, added the professor, who then went on to compare the situation at the United States border to Jews in World War II. In Denmark during World War II, for instance, strong social pressure, including from the churches, contributed to the refusal of the country to comply with Nazi orders to deport its Jewish citizens, wrote Cronin Furman, in lockstep with socialist representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY's propaganda. A deliberate, systematic attack on civilians, elaborated Cronin Furman of her mass atrocity conspiracy theory. Children are suffering and dying. The fastest way to stop it is to make sure those responsible, including the foot soldiers, face consequences, said Cronin Furman, in what was a bizarre statement, given that the professor never once addressed how we can hold those responsible, drug cartels and human traffickers, for the suffering they have inflicted on children domestic and abroad. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.